Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bros. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with?
His name is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How's it going with you?
Oh, my goodness. It is so great. How's everything going with you?
Everything's great over here. I'm a little sad that Real Housewives of Miami has come to an end.
I know. I loved this season. I just thought it was great. And it's not like there was high drama. There were some fights and everything. There was like telenovela kind of stuff going on with Alexia. But there was just something about the chemistry. I just sort of enjoyed tuning in and watching them, you know?
Yeah, really good time. And it was a very strong reunion. But before we get into that, come see our live shows. We're back on the road this week. Ben, why don't you tell them where we're going?
Okay, well, this Thursday for St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be in Philadelphia, and we're going to get wild and crazy. We're going to recap the latest episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then on Friday, we head down to a huge show in D.C. where we're going to recap Orange County. There are still some tickets left for that, but that one's pretty close to being sold out. And then we round out the weekend on Saturday in Pittsburgh, where we're going to recap a classic episode of New Jersey, Season 8, Episode 1. It's the Maja's first episode. It's the episode where they threw the cake, all that good stuff. We sort of already have kind of like taken a quick look at it, and it's very funny to see the parallels between what happens in that episode versus where we are currently. So that's going to be really fun. And then later on, we don't have too many stops left on our tour. We got Denver and San Francisco at the end of the month. And then in April, we got Columbus, Cleveland, and Detroit. And then three stops in Texas, Austin for the Moon Tower Festival, and then Houston and Dallas. And then that's it. So, you know, we hope to see all of you guys in person. We have a great time doing it. It's so fun to bring the whole community together. We all get to laugh at all these people all together. And we just hope that you all get to, you know, be part of it. You don't have to miss out.
Yeah.
And at watchwhatcrappens.com for the tickets.
Yeah, watchwhatcrappens.com. There's ticket links there. There's links to our tour merch. We've got Trixie and the Monocle t-shirts, Hunky Dory tour t-shirts, bunch of coffee cups, coffee mugs, thermos type stuff, mm-hmm. little pins, a lot of good stuff there. So go check that out. And thank you to everyone who joins us on Spotify Green Room, the Green Room app every Monday night at 7 p.m., 9 p.m., Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. What is wrong? This is the day.
10 p.m.
This
Eastern.
This is what we're doing today. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Ben. 9 p.m. my time, Central Time. Thanks to everybody who comes to that. It's a fun show. It's a live show, so we don't recap. We just talk to you guys, talk about all the Bravo stuff. You guys talk to each other, come up, speak. So that's been great. Thanks to everybody who has joined us for that and who will continue to. And today, here we are. The Real Housewives of Miami reunion part 2.
Yeah, this was a great reunion and it was so entertaining. And we pick up on part 2 with Andy wanting to talk about Nicole's recent engagement. And no one knew that she was getting married. And like she didn't tell anyone. It just was like in People magazine. And so they're all kind of like trying to get her mad and trying to like try to get a rise out of her. And Alexia's like, oh, well, you didn't even tell anyone. You didn't even tell your good friend Lisa over here. Not even Lisa. No, not even Lisa Hochstein. And Lisa's like, she's like, yeah, I mean, I spoke with you, Nicole, 3 times since you got engaged. And not once did you tell me anything about it, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I've taken you out to the Sugar on Top of Sugar Factory, the Candy Palace Sugar Shack, the Ice Cream Sugar Ball Pit. I mean, she never said anything to me about Andy. Not a thing.
And she's like, guys, I didn't even think about it, okay? You know, this press thing, it's new to me, okay? I'm just not used to press.
You know, I went to medical school, and there's no such thing as, like, medical school press, okay? So, like, this is totally new, and I was not being malicious, okay? And Andy's like, well, did you want to mention it in the press because you had to, because you had some deal with People magazine? Is that what it was? And she's like, you know what, my PR person like was like, let's answer it one time and answer the questions in an interview just once, because you're gonna get 1,000 questions.
Yeah, I mean, this way, like, we could just answer them like with airbrushed pictures. And, you know, like, they said that they would do their best to not make my fiance look like Robin Williams, so you know what, it's like That's just how it went. Okay. So, yes, thousands you have a PR person, and that is someone who's used to PR. someone with a PR person who gets them an exclusive on people, please, with your I'm new to press.
And also, like, oh, we just knew there'd be thousands of questions. Engagement of the century, you know? Like, just everyone is top of the mind. Like, what happened with this engagement? What was it like? What was it? What did it feel like? We just need all the answers to Nicole and Anthony's engagement.
Well, we understand the PR move, okay? We get it. We're on TV. Am I right, everybody?
Marisol saying that she would have kept the secret when all she's done all season long has been like, my friend told me that her friend knows you just bought a vacuum cleaner. It's like, okay, I don't know if I trust you with a secret.
And Marisol going on about someone only getting engaged for the PR. You wish, Marisol. You tried this, okay? We saw your season two or whatever it was. Was it season two?
Yeah.
Where she got married in the Swiss Alps or whatever.
Yeah. And you also literally just said last episode, like, yeah, I was desperate. I wanted a storyline to get on the show. So, like, come on.
And Lisa's like, yeah, but I mean, like, even with the deal with People Magazine, like, even if I had that, like, I would have still trusted you.
Marisol goes, I mean, it was People Magazine online, okay? It wasn't print. I mean, come on.
Wait till Marisol finds out that she's on Peacock, not on Bravo.
And Andy cracks up. He loved that.
Yeah.
And Gertie's like, well, when Alexia was getting married, guess what? I knew about it. I can tell you that. Yeah, but you were also hired to do her wedding.
She swore me to secrecy, so I had to sign a contract so I wouldn't tell anyone. It's like, no, that was your employment contract. So Alexia's like, oh, so Nicole's like, well, you know, Alexia, like, I didn't know that you were getting married. Like, you just got married. I didn't know about that. And Alexia goes, okay, you know what? Don't compare my marriage to your engagement. Please, please. Well, you know, Peter, please, please.
She hates Nicole. Like, she has such disdain. She's like, don't compare my marriage to your engagement. Yeah. Oh, okay. But it's still fine for you to, like, run off and have a secret wedding. Okay.
Yeah. So Andy is like, do you understand how it might make your friends question your friendship if you kept this engagement a secret? And she's like, I do. And honestly, I did what I was told, which is a very passive response for someone who is, you know, for someone who has been very much about, like, I'm gonna forge my own way. I do what I'm gonna do. I don't listen to what other people say about X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, that's true. Larsa. Yeah.
No, by the way, you know, I say X, Y, and Z all the time now because of fucking Larsa. All the time. I'm everywhere saying, like, we know this and that and X, Y, and Z.
But I feel like, Nicole, you're an adult, Nicole, I feel like. And Adriana's like, it's her personal business. She doesn't have to disclose anything to you. And Lars is like, yeah, but, like, you know what? You just said crazy things, girl. Bye. So.
And then Marisol just yells, by the way, congratulations. Gay icon approved.
Well, Ricky from Ricardo says, Nicole, are you even interested in being friends with this group? Or are you only interested in being on TV?
And she's like, Julia, what did you do this Thanksgiving, Julia? And she's like,
pickle. Oh, egg and purse. It's so fun. And also, where did you go? Oh, yes. Nicole called me and said, you're having Cuban Thanksgiving with all of us.
And I said, pickle. So, basically, So Nicole invited Julia and Martina to Thanksgiving. And Nicole's like, that's right. And you know what? I said, there's no cameras, there's no press. And invited, you know what? I also invited Adriana to my son's birthday. And then Alexia goes, you invited all of us, actually. She says it like, haha, got you. But she's actually just verifying the point that she's interested in having friendships with these people, not just being on TV.
Right. She goes, yeah, and I mean, I invited you all to fly on my private plane here. Okay. And they're just kind of mad, you know, like Alexi's like,
Yeah. Mm. She's like, I even invited Marisol on the private plane. And Marisol's like, yeah, that's true.
Well, Triple Wick from Candle says, Marisol's Who Do You Trust Least game. I mean, come on, that never even played out. So, Nicole, it's your turn. Who do you trust the least?
And Nicole's like, well, honestly, I trust Marisol the least. And it's not tit for tat. It's just because she like sits there and like still calls me fake. And I have actually a text message dated December 23rd where she says, you're great, you're so natural, and you're not fake.
Well, I meant that like watching you seems natural and real. I mean, you and Anthony, you know what I like? Real and not fake. And that's what I like.
And Nicole says, well, you can't say that I'm not fake to me and then tell all these women that I'm fake. Alexa goes, that's true. Yeah, you have a point. You have a point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a point.
I said I don't trust you. I didn't say you were phony. I just said I didn't trust you. You know what? It takes me a long time. Like, Larsa and I weren't buddies. It took us over 10 years for me to realize how much more famous she was than me. So I should be nice to her.
Was there a path forward with Marisol? And Nicole's like, listen, I hold a grudge. It's a personal flaw. Also, she lives in a very small house. So it's going to take some time to get used to that.
The people who say, you have to really earn my friendship. Oh, fuck off. Get out of here. Okay.
Yeah.
I say you should earn my derision. You know, you've got my friendship automatically. You can earn my derision.
Yeah.
that's the positive way that I look at life. So Andy moves on to Nicole's dad showing up for lunch that day, and Nicole has her big cry moment, and she talks about how, you know, he came over for Thanksgiving and he shows up with like a raw turkey.
Well, you know, to be fair, I didn't have eggs cooked in my purse.
No, but like the difference is like he goes, Nicole, can you season this and fry it for me so I can take it to my girlfriends? And then, I mean, you can't make this shit up. So Anthony seasons it, fries it, and as soon as the turkey's ready, my dad leaves.
And Gertie is like clutching Nicole's hand. Like this is like a devastating traumatic story. And it's all about a turkey. Like, oh my God, please. If you have to take a breath, please take a breath before you get to the sad part. Okay. It's like, yeah. We cooked the turkey, yeah. And he left with the turkey. Oh, my God. It's more devastating than I could have thought.
That guy really is a piece of work. My God.
He is. So but then, I love a turkey trauma story. Like, that was... I love that, like, this is the story that she brought out, like, about how terrible he was. I mean, it is a dickish... It's a dick story because he didn't care to be with his family. But I just love that when she's like, do you want to hear what my father did? He shows up with a raw turkey, and I'm just already laughing. Any story that starts with a raw turkey is just going to make me laugh.
He showed up with a season one Marisol face and left with a season three Marisol, or season four Marisol face, whatever. So she says, no, she's not calling her dad anymore. And Alexia goes, you don't want your dad? You don't want him to walk you down the aisle? I mean, maybe because I don't have my parents anymore. Life is so short and fragile. You liked your parents and they weren't assholes who traumatized you. Okay.
Yeah.
But glad you got to turn it around to you again. Like making her crazy that Nicole is having a segment, you know?
Yeah, your parents, when they brought turkey, they stayed with the turkey, okay? It's a different situation.
Yeah.
So Andy is like, well, I gotta ask about the Hamptons room selection. I mean, Adriana, getting naked and Larsa's tub and splashing everyone so you can stake your claim. Why did you have such a problem with Larsa taking a big room? And Adriana's like, oh, well, you know, I had to split a bed with Julia and I didn't want Martina or anyone to get the wrong impression if we were too close together.
Yeah, what?
Like, they needed an extra large room so that way there was no one thought they might be having any sort of sexual affair if they were in a bed that's too small.
So weird. So they needed like, that's the king-size bed.
That's so, the thing that Adriana is afraid that there might be blurred lines on.
Yeah, and that's what Larsa says. She's like, you didn't want to give people the wrong impression? LOL. So Andy's
LOL,
like,
XYZ.
Andy's like, Lisa, you were not happy about sharing a room. What a brat. It's only for a few nights. What's your problem? By the way, that was cool from Aid, not me, Andy from New York, who was asking you that question.
Cool from Aid.
And Mary goes, really, bro?
And Lisa's like, well, I didn't want to share rooms unless it's with my husband and my children. And Alexia's like, Well, you did. And it was three people. Three people. And Lisa's like, well, you know, I offered to get a hotel down the road. And why did everyone object and get upset about me getting a hotel? That's what I want to know.
I wasn't mad about your feelings. I was mad about your approach. And Lisa's like, well, I'm sorry, but like, you get so defensive, Alexia. You know, like, even the other day on Watch What Happens Live, I said, I feel sorry for you. And you were like, what? Sorry for me? Don't feel sorry for me.
And Andy goes, she's Cuban. And Alexia goes, thank you, Andy. I'm Cuban. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, so she's like, you know, the problem with these ladies is if I say something, you think it's mean. And that's why I'm afraid to tell you something about your relationship or anything. It's not Peter's fault.
It's not Peter's fault. So Andy, he's asked about the friend engagement thing that Julia did for Adriana. And what does he ask? Why does she bring up sexting again, Ronnie? I think I have a gap here in what I wrote down versus what Julia said.
Oh, God. They're talking about this friend engagement thing. And Julia's like, I was on me. You can ask Elvis. And Andy's like, have you kissed? Have you touched boobies? And they say no. And Lars is like, Adriana, you answer too fast. Julia, you answer. So then they talk about the drunkenness night. And they even show the clip of Adriana putting a pill in her mouth, or what looks like is probably a pill in her mouth, while they were getting drunk. And Andy is like, Heather from Heather says, Julia, Heather, is it so hard to admit you had a massive hangover? Come on.
And Julia goes, dear Heather, I am almost 50 years old, which is 110 in goat years, and I'm old enough to know when I'm drunk, hungover, or sick. And Andy was like, well, were you sick from the alcohol? No, listen. In Russia, we take a shot of olive oil just before because it covers your stomach from alcohol. I'm like, I think we may have to call into question this method based on her reaction.
Just because Ben is calling it into question, I want to say something. I have a sister-in-law that's Russian. And I asked about it, and she said, it's true. Like, okay, but that still doesn't prove that she wasn't wasted.
I know.
Right over there, Mary Soul. So Andy's like, maybe it's because you mixed stuff. And they're like, oh, my God. And Lars is like, oh, my God, she had wine. She had, like, I feel like two bottles of feel like. I mean, it was, like, a lot of stuff.
I mean, she had this. She had that. She had X, Y, and Z. She even had some moonshine, which is technically XXX. But we know it was really XYZ.
Mm-hmm. And Mary Soul's like, I was fine, by the way. Yeah, because you're an old drunk. Okay? I know. It's called practice.
And Andy's like, well, I got drunk in front of a worldwide audience. And I'm telling you to embrace your drunkenness. Am I right? Let's show some headlines about me for once, okay?
So they ask who thinks it's a hangover. And basically, this whole thing. So Mary Soul's like, do we have a bathroom break, guys? I've just got like a bladder on me, all right? No more sips of anything. Just empty this all. I don't want to say I have to pee again, even though it's kind of my personality at this point, and I'm fielding calls from People Magazine.
Yeah, I'm really excited for my season 5 personality, which is just peeing. So now we're back from break, and Andy's bending over to get something, and Lars is like, that would be like, I feel like a great pick for like, I feel like OnlyFans.
Well, that's not the one I want. Okay, let's talk about something better. We're back! Lisa, with two little kids and Prince Charming that looks like a goat's ass sitting on a glass window, you seem to be living your dream. Is Lisa's fairy tale more of a facade? Are we going to put something that rhymes with tail at the end? What the fuck shell is this?
So we get the Lisa segment, and he's like, well, Pablo from Tampa says, Lenny looks bored, one click away from an affair, two from a divorce.
Yeah. Two clicks away from leaving your ass penniless. Ouch.
And a right click away from assisted living for grumpy old men. What do you think, Lisa?
And she's like,
yeah, watching that back was painful. Like, maybe we still haven't recovered. Like, oh, God, I just know that, like, you know, it wasn't really an emotional affair because the person he was involved with wasn't even capable of emotions. But we were having issues, Andy, you know, so it was rough. And he threatened to leave me because I was going out all the time.
You know, I wasn't taking very seriously having a child, and because I was going out late, and Lenny threatened to leave me if I didn't take it seriously. And then Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, like once you have children, like he works a lot, and like she's busy with her own personal life, going to like sugar places, and like marriage is hard, and like parenting is hard, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're together 14 years, Andy. It can't all be butterflies and rainbows.
I mean, you know how it goes. Your wedding day is butterfly and rainbows and everything else is shit. That's just marriage, right?
And Adriana agrees because I read a study, Andy, that romance lasts 2 years because we're wired to take care of the child, Andy.
And Andy's like, oh, that's why my relationships only last 2 years, which reminds me, hold on 1 second. Hey, guess what? Yeah, I love you too, but also it's 2 years are up. Bye. Okay, thanks everyone. And that was me, by the way, on my phone. Acting out that scene, and it occurred to me, no one's watching me, so no one knows what the heck I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a whole scene by myself over here.
Love it. So yeah, you gotta have the prop work.
I know. I did some Marisol prop work, but I didn't actually explain that I was doing prop work on the podcast.
Well, that's what Elsa used to tell you, Andy. Remember Elsa? Like, oh God, you'll get your chance, Marisol. Okay. Yeah. So then Gertie is like, I need to talk. Let me talk. Okay. I'm an OG at marriage. Okay. And it takes work. But you make a cognitive choice that is my person and that has to come first right after work. Okay.
You just have to Gertify your man. Okay. So, which by the way, I have, if Gertie comes back next season, I have a terrible feeling that her storyline is going to be her marriage falling apart just because we've been to this rodeo before, right? The wife who is saying how great their marriage is, everything is wonderful, and then her husband who says nothing on camera. We've seen this before. I don't want it to happen. I'm not wishing that on her, but I'm afraid it will happen.
No, God, I hope not.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Lisa says that she felt abandoned when she was young, and so when she discovered Lenny texting that lady, she confronted him, and then Lenny coldly said, he doesn't even love me. And I fell to the floor, Andy.
And you know that was hard because it's a very hard travertine floor. So I have no relationship with my family. I'm just a lonely immigrant from Canada here in the States, not knowing where to go in life. And Lenny is my life. I didn't even have kids at that time. I just had basically some yoga pants and Lenny. And you know what? For him to look me in the eyes and say, he doesn't love me, was one of the hardest things for me. I went into such a deep, deep depression.
But I did say, thank God these travertine floors from China are so soft and squishy, because I could have lost an eye, Andy, seriously. But, you know, actually, I had Leah Black call me. She was very supportive.
And Marisol goes, oh my God.
Yeah, she was one of the people that was there for me. I mean, she gave me advice. It was amazing advice that really helped me. Of course, she also made me pay $5,000 for her charity. But, you know, there's a price for advice.
I was invoiced, but, you know, I thank the help wherever it comes from. And Andy's like, so you found out he was having an affair by going into his email? She goes, well, it wasn't an affair, Andy. He goes, okay, well, what's an emotional affair then?
So she keeps going on with this thing where basically she was going out because she was stressed, and so she was drinking a lot and staying out. And Andy's like, yeah, but the term emotional affair generated a lot of questions.
Window from Bane says, just call it what it was. Cheating! Just say that!
And she's like, well, no, I mean, there was no sex involved. And Alexia goes, oh, well, did you have this conversation with him? And she goes, no, but I saw every text message and I know 100%, although maybe there's others I don't know about but the one I do know about, there was no intimacy. And the others I don't know about, I'm pretending don't exist.
And she goes on to say, you know, he's such an amazing man and he takes care of me and the family. And after watching the show, he sees what I've been telling him for years about his behavior. I'm like, did he not see himself the first three seasons of the show?
I know. Because
he acted the exact same way.
Yeah, this was not new for us. Okay. So then time for a 10-minute break. And Larsa and Lisa are talking. And Lisa's like, do you think that... Lisa's basically asking Larsa, like, did that look bad or whatever? And Larsa's like, you know what? Like Lenny, like, he looks like selfish-like. And, like, not that he doesn't love you. Like, he looks like he still loves you. Like, you know, because I think we're both used to men who just sort of have an indifferent attitude towards us. And indifference means love, right? That's what I feel like, right?
But why does he look selfish?
Because, like, he's selfish-like. So, you know... And then Marisol is on set going, poor Lisa, that was just brutal. And Andy goes, by the way, loving this reunion.
I know. Poor Lisa. Looks like she's really questioning all of her life decisions and all her choices around Lenny. God, what a fun reunion, huh?
So just before we forget that Lisa is in fact an asshole, she goes,
camera people, someone told me that where I'm sitting, like, I don't look as nice because, like, I'm in, like, a corner. So, like, I don't want to be a diva, but I would like to have the same nice lighting as everyone else, please.
And it cuts to Alexia just standing in amazing lighting, just smiling, like, I am the star now. So Lisa gets stuck back at the end of the sofa. She's like, do I have good lighting?
You know, Lisa is kind of a diva, but she's not kidding. Her lighting is way worse over there. You're right. The pool is all on Alexia. It's like, hello, it's me. Engaged and married and have a lot of pain.
I know. Well, you can't make Andy wait and expect to have good lighting afterwards, okay?
Yep, you did this to yourself.
Welcome back!
Hey, can we put the green cell on the light aiming it? Lisa, please. Thank you. Or the gel. The gel. I know lights, Ronnie. I once was in theater as a child.
Mm. So can we have a segment about how much fun these women had so Ronnie can stop taking notes for 10 minutes? Thanks.
I know. I was so sad that there were no questions about Kiki. I was like, Kiki is sort of like our unsung hero of the season. She didn't do much, but she was beautiful and added, like, you know, fun little comments. And I wish that Andy had asked something like, what's the deal with Kiki? Who is she? What does she do? You know,
you answered your own request with what you called her, unsung.
That's true. She can't be sung if she's unsung.
So Larsa's like, the best part of this was Larsa not knowing what LGBT is. So then when we come back, is there anything you want to go over in fun segment?
No, there's not. I'm happy to move on to the reaction to the fun segment.
Okay, so they also talked about how she was hinting that she boned an actor with the initials MJ. And people were like, Michael Jackson? So then we come back and Andy's like, when I saw that clip, I sent it to John Mayer. And I, you know, look, I have to guess, Michael B. Jordan? Like, it's crazy, the irony.
Yeah, I mean, the irony of it was Michael B. Jordan, that his name was Michael B. Jordan. You saw The Last Dance, right? Anyone here watched The Last Dance? God, that was crazy. What'd you think about The Last Dance? Anyone see The Last Dance? Anyone?
And Larsa isn't moving her face, but that's nothing new. But there's like a glint in her eye that she's like still trying to make us think it was Michael B. Jordan. So no,
it's like Milton Berle. The ghost of Milton Berle.
So he's like, repeat after me, unapologetically or something. And Lars is like, you know what? Oh, because she couldn't say unapologetically either. And Lars is like, you know what? I feel like I was so feel like tired. Like I get impatient in my interviews. Like I get tired.
Which means that she's like a diva and does not want, after, you know, after 30 minutes, she's like, can we done yet? So Andy goes, do you know the initials for the queer community? Yes. BLT with a side of sauce. No, try again.
LGBTQ, Andy. Am I missing a letter? Because, like, I feel like they keep, like, adding feel-like letters. It's like, wow, way to smooth it over with the community, Larsa.
I know. Well, you know, adding things to things is pretty natural for Larsa, so she didn't see the offense in it. So Andy's like, Lisa, when you walked in that bright green dress at the memorial, I mean, do I need to say it or do I need to give a ha 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 to that, you know?
Well, it wasn't a funeral.
And Gertie goes, I loved my line in there when I said, oh, hello, Green. Does everybody remember? That was so good. That was so good.
I know, Gertie reliving her greatest hits. She's like, all of a sudden, I'm inside the actor's studio. So then Andy's like, and Julia, drinking milk from a goat's teat. Do people do that?
No, but I do make Martina cappuccinos daily directly from the goat milk to her cup. And it is the best. Pickle.
Does the goat have a foamer on its teat? Like, how does that work? So then we talk about penis pearls.
Does the goat have a foamer?
Goat latte. We put goat on tennis ball machine and get foam.
So Andy's surprised about these penis pearls, which I'm sure. So they, Marisol and Alexi are both like, we know someone who has it. Oh, we know someone. Yeah, we know someone who has it. Oh, yes, we know someone. Yeah, we know someone who has it. Like, no one wants to hear about Johnny's fupa, okay? But thanks. Fast forward.
Yeah, and Andy is like, Gertie, any Haitian sex secret things like that? No, but remember when I did hear about the pearls and I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Oh, that was a good one, Andy.
So then we get the Alexia segment, and he intros it by saying, Alexia's life is what telenovelas are made from, which is true, you know?
Yes.
And then we talk about her mother passing on her wedding day, which is August 25th, which is my birthday. I mean, which is also a fun day. What a fun
also
day.
Also Mama Elsa's birthday. So you and Mama Elsa have the same birthday. That's what we found out.
Yeah, me, Mama Elsa, and Leonard Bernstein.
Well, my mom has the same birthday as Sharon Stone and Osama bin Laden.
Wow.
Which was just last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy late birthday.
So anyway, so they're talking about Alexia's mom dying and everything and talking about the wedding being canceled. And he's like, well, and the happy ending for you is that you get married in St. Bart's. Will there be a bigger party later in Miami? And she's like, oh, yes. I mean, Alexis sort of looking at him like, you know, this is the plan for season 5, right? Like, the wedding. Like, that's season 5 already. Why are you asking me this?
Yes. It's just going to be constant marriage scenes for Alexia from now on in this world. So let's see. Rumors. Okay. So yeah. Then we turn on to Herman was gay. So she's like, well, when we got married, you know, there were rumors. And I asked him and he said, listen, if I had any tendencies to be gay, now is the time, you know, because he had been married 23 years. And so now he could do it. But then there was this person that I questioned, but he was also in a relationship. And I confronted them both in my backyard because, you know, the four of us would go out all the time. I mean, my God, you guys. Subtlety. You're fucking your, like, best friend basically in front of your wives, under your wives' noses. That's some balls, sir.
And then, like, they said they were, like, not in a relationship. And then, like, I went to their club that they owned together. And there was, like, some guy named Agador Spartacus. And I was like, this is a very nice man. And then, like, Diane, we showed up. And then Gene Hackman. And I was like, what a nice family that we all have here together. It's like, Alexia, you're just doing the birdcage now. Oh, yes. I apologize.
Robin Williams will not leave this recap. You see, no. Once he comes in, he's staying.
Wait till the Patch Adams references start. Just wait. Just Alexia and a clown nose.
So Lisa's like, did you find text messages? And she goes, no. I didn't do that sort of thing. Like, she kind of says it like, I don't search my husband's phone, Lisa. I'm like, yeah. But look what she found out. Maybe you would have found out.
Yeah. But this is also crazy that she had this, like, confrontation with these two guys, like, being like, why are you always here? Are you guys, like, having a gay romance or something? So, so anyway, ultimately, her mom told her even, like, you know, put that idea out of your head. And everyone protected her mom. And they even had, like, a normal sex life. And she goes, oh, yeah, and he was totally normal. Like, he was super possessive and super jealous. You know, he was normal. I was like, that sounds great.
Yeah, my God. So Andy's like, well, there was a post from OG Leah Black when her mom passed away. She goes, oh, of course. You know, I totally expected that from Leah Black because she is that person. She's a hypocrite. She says she likes to call everyone out, and I don't really care what her opinion is. But, I mean, you did out the dead husband. So I say, well, if you're going to out somebody who's cheating on you, well, but she says she didn't know until he had passed. So never mind.
My favorite thing is Alexia accidentally not saying court of public opinion. She gets that phrase wrong because she talks about how she ultimately found out, which is that after her mom died, that all this stuff came out with lawyers and there was a house, et cetera, et cetera. And she's like, you know, I wasn't this beard. I wasn't this gold digger. That's why I get Larsa, because I have to defend her, you know? And like, we were judged by like the people's court.
Don't Judge piss Wapner. On my leg and tell me it's not raining.
Judge Wapner came in and said, you're wrong. And I was like, don't judge me, people's court, okay?
I love that she's going on about how she's not a gold digger and she's not this and that. I just didn't ask any questions, even though I pretty much knew my husband was fucking one of our best friends at that point.
So Tess from New Orleans says, Adriana, why did you feel the need to say Herman died while he was having sex with his male lover? It's not the place, and it's kind of mean of you to do so. And Adriana's like, well, I was holding on to that for 5 years. And Alexia has... Adriana's the victim.
That's just such an Adriana or a Mary Soul answer. Like, I've held on to it for 5 years. What do you expect me to do?
She's like, and, you know, Alexia talked about it. So it wasn't breaking news. And Larsa's like, well, I like didn't know about it. Like, and Alexia's like, I didn't know about it either. Like, basically no one knew about that.
And Larsa correctly says, it's not your story, like, I feel like it's not even your story, Adriana. She goes, I'm not talking to you, babe.
Have a little respect. And then all of a sudden it cuts to Alexia, who has, like, wind in her hair out of nowhere. She's just, like, in a music video. And she's like, well, I asked a lover, and it's not true. So I wanted it to be true. I wanted Herman to die while orgasming. That is what I wanted for Herman, but he didn't. It's very sad.
So Adriana's like, well, that's what my gay friends told me. Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry then. And you just know Johnny's going to go to the bar and like street fight with Adriana's gays. It's going to be like a battle of the gays.
Yeah, exactly. So Andy is asking about what it was like to meet the gay lover, and like was meeting him a morbid fascination that she had. And Alexia's like, she said that she never met if it had been a woman, but she's like, but I'm more interested in the male because I always had that in my head. Like, I really want to know, like, and say, good for you. Like, you got to do this. Like, we're exonerated at the people's court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Andy's like, well, were you happy that he got to live his gay life? And she's like, oh, yes, absolutely. You know, he wanted to do it his whole life, Andy. You know, he puts like a literal meaning to bucket list, which I just thought was so sweet, you know. But he was in politics. He was a public figure. He couldn't do it.
Yeah. So,
I mean, gay or not, you just found out your husband is cheating you that many years. I would take a baseball bat to that grave. I would.
Well, she's already got a new guy, so she's moving forward, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of this is like for Todd, you know? Like, what? I don't even care. Who? Herman? What?
Right now, I've got bigger things to worry about, like teaching Todd about Party City, you know? So Andy's like, so that argument between Todd and Peter, wow.
Yeah, so we go into this whole Peter thing, and I like that Andy's like, Marisol, what was it like for you? Who cares? Marisol's no. Like, well, she's my closest friend, so when she's hurt, I hurt. When she marries a rich guy, I marry. That was more fun at the beginning of this sentence, Andy. Just...
when she moves into a big house, I just sort of stay in my small house.
But she said that Todd knows that Peter's a great kid, and that's the only reason he was giving him that kind of tough love. Yeah. And so Andy asks about the family's reactions when they watched it, and Alexia's like, we just got so much out of it as a family. We realized it for Frankie. You know, we have issues to address and talk about, but the only one this is affecting bad is Frankie.
Yeah, and Andy asks about like how Frankie's doing, and you know, we learned that he's never really going to be able to live on his own, and so Alexia's always going to live with Frankie as long as she can. And and then the question is like, why wasn't she more upset that Peter got Frankie stoned? And she goes, okay, well, you know what? Let me tell you that Frankie like did not faint from smoking after that incident. He's never smoked up again, but the fainting continued. I'm like, I would be enraged at Peter if he did something that brought this like this string of seizures back to Frankie, you know?
Yeah, he didn't faint from that incident, but he did develop a chronic seizure issue because of it. So, you know, hugs to Peter. Hugs
yeah, to Peter. Great work, Peter. Yeah. But I mean, everything's fine because they just upped his medication. They upped Frankie's medication, and Alexia goes, but you see, like, all good things come out of it, you know? Like, it's really difficult when you have all this negative backlash attacking the press, you know? Like, so many good things. Like, Peter, he's sort of nice to Todd now, and Frankie, you know, he has seizures every day. But, you know, good things come out of it. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what? Good things come out of it. They upped his medication after he banged his head on the table and got a seizure disorder. Great. It's going great, Alexia. So she's like, you know, Larsa's like, you know, you have to, like, respect the husband. And, like, he's, like, running the, like, family now. So, like, you just have to, like, sort of take it.
Like, that sounds great. So then... Yeah, and basically there's another, like Andy's asking where Todd is asking about Todd saying that like he's not my son, like Peter's not my son or Frankie's not my son or whatever it was. So they just clear up that Todd basically meant like he would just discipline harder if it was her son, but his son, but he can't really do anything now.
Yeah, it's not his place. Like if he had gone in, she would have been like, but that's my son, you know? Yeah. And so Andy's like, finger from puppet says, Alexia, there is no love lost between Todd and Peter. Given your son's recent arrest, what kind of strain has this put on your marriage? And she's like, Cyril, we're stronger. We're a unit. We're a unit who takes more medication every day. You know, he's supporting me and Peter 100%, Andy.
And you know, like I got him set up with a loyalty account at Party City. So like it's just getting better and better every day. And Andy's like, well, there were a number of posts saying Todd was right when he told Peter he'd wind up in jail. What was Todd's reaction to the arrest? Well, you know, like after he stopped dancing and saying, I told you so, like he's been very supportive. And, you know, he's been by my side and, well, you know, Peter's side. And I can't talk about it, but I feel like as men, the domestic violence is a big deal, but there's two sides to the story. And, you know, people squirt, you know.
And Julia's like, oh, yes, biggest crime in America. And she's like, yes, and sometimes it's not true. You know, people squirt. He's guilty. So Andy's like, but what about people saying you enable him? And she goes, well, I know what enabling means, and it usually means in a negative way. He goes, it means you enable bad behavior. And she goes, exactly. So I do not enable bad behavior. I just excuse it, and I explain it away and say it's not your fault, and then put him between my two implants on his pillow. And, you know, tell him everybody loves him. It's not his fault.
I don't understand why Harvey Levin couldn't understand this, but you all can understand it. You know, people squirt. So Marisol's like, well, something she always says to me is, Marisol, you're such a gay icon. But another thing she says to me is, Marisol, what choice do I have? I mean, I would crumble if I didn't have her because I've been very weak. I'm a weak person. You want to talk about my journey yet, Andy? Is it time? I think I've given you a segue.
Well, it's been 3 years since Mama Elsa passed. Mary Soul, take it away.
I can't speak right now.
Oh, gosh. So, obviously, we love Mama Elsa on this show. So, basically, what happened with her is she had a rapid, aggressive onset of dementia. And it takes an interesting turn because Andy's like, well, she left us and now you're channeling her. And Adriana goes, oh, yeah, you're way funnier now. And Larsa goes, yeah, like you're so funny now. Like your personality, like now, like I feel like before, like who? But like now you're like super funny.
Yeah, like sometimes instead of going XYZ, you're like JKL. And I'm like, that is so funny. So, what's your most cherished memory of your mom? And Marisol's like, oh, well, we'd be at like a party hanging out with Madonna in a different building. from us, and my mom would be like, we need handsome men here. And then she'd call 911, and then she'd pretend to pass out. Oh, that was one of her funny antics, just thinking about all those hot guys in there not tending to real victims of emergencies. Am I right, girls?
Oh my God, she's like, I feel like literally so funny, right? I gotta pee. There it is, I gotta pee.
And so they take a break, and Larsa's like, what else do we have to talk about? Kanye's dick? And he goes, that's right!
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Welcome back! Let's look at a package. The clip package, guys. The clip package.
Oh, this is one of my favorite fights of the year, and it like just gets better with this reunion. So Andy's like, so Adriana, how did you see the penis? You're like a liar, Oh, I'm a liar? I'm a liar? Yeah, I like talked to Kanye, and he said you're a liar. Well, I didn't so much talk to Kanye. I left a voicemail with his assistant, and then later on I told myself that the assistant called me back and said that you're a liar.
Yeah, like I called the assistant and I was like, hi, this is like Pete Davidson, like, can I talk to like Kanye, like? And it's a liar. So Adriana's like, oh, really? Well, let me tell you how I met him, Andy. May I? It was Art Basel. Pharrell Williams was hosting a talk about design and Kanye walks in. I said, he's hot. And that's it. I walk into the bathroom. I go in and there's Kanye. Peeing. And I take a good look at it. Why not? I'm not going to miss an opportunity. And he has a big one, a thick one, Andy. Okay, so you saw Kanye and you immediately followed him to the bathroom.
Yeah. This is going to be one of those rare times where I'm actually on Larsa Pippen's side, because this all sounds like total bullshit. Why are you in the same bathroom as him, first of all? And second of all, I don't believe for one second that Kanye was just alone in a bathroom, even in 2012. And that's what Larsa says. She's like, he always has like security, like he's like never alone. He's like not. And like, have you ever seen him like alone ever? Like he doesn't pee alone. You wouldn't be able to get into like the bathroom. Believe me, I've like tried like.
And Adriana's like, December 2012. Who else doesn't believe me? I want to know now. And Gertie's like, gross. That's what I say about it. Gross. And Larsa says, but yeah, but like, it's like about like boundaries. Like, cause like you talk about someone's good friend's husband. Like, I feel like he doesn't know you. That's what he like said, I feel like.
And Marisol, by the way, goes, you know, I've hung out with a lot of celebrities and I find it hard to believe he would go to a bathroom alone. That's just me, Marisol Patton, gay icon who knows celebrities.
Well, to be fair, she didn't like introduce herself to Kanye in the bathroom. She just saw it in the bathroom. Why would he remember her?
But you know? I also think that like I'm just wondering about the logistics of it all. Like I'm Larsa Pippening. If let's say Kanye is alone in the bathroom, she goes in, he's at a urinal or something. Does she just like go up to the urinal? Like how does that work? Or is he in a stall and she just peers in on the stall?
Right.
I just don't understand how this happens.
I guess at first I thought of it as you walk into the men's room, you stand right next to the guy and you pee next to him and you look at his dick. But that wouldn't be happening here, I'm assuming. So no.
Like none of this makes sense.
I had it in my head that way. Like I had it walking right up to him. But yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Like literally none of this makes sense. Unless it was not like a public bathroom, but a private bathroom where like you open the door and he's standing over the toilet peeing right in that moment. So that could happen, but I just really don't believe that that sort of bathroom is where they were and that they both wound up at the same place and that there was no security stopping it.
Well, then Adriana has brought proof. She's brought a little Tiffany's box. And Alexia's like, oh my God, we knew something was in the box. We just knew it.
And what's in the Gertie's box? Like, what's in the box? What's in the box? Alexia doing seven.
It's a head. I know it's a head. I've seen this movie.
Oh, what do you know? Gwyneth.
Kanye's head. So they brought, she has her little stupid box. And Gertie's like, you took a picture of the penis? And she starts doing karate chops in the air. And Adriana's like, well, look at my phone. Okay. And Andy's like, is it a dick in the box? Let's see. Andy, you be the judge.
Oh, God. Okay. Here's a picture of you and Kanye West. Yes, I see it. I see it.
Hey, and there is a bathroom in the back. And then we see the picture. It is the funniest, goofiest photo of Kanye looking pissed off as all hell, being forced into this photo with Adriana, who is just like cheesing out like the biggest fan in the world. And there's no indication that she has seen his penis because of this. It's just like a fan who met Kanye West.
What was in the box? Her phone?
She put her phone in the box and the pictures on the phone.
She's so ridiculous. She didn't even
print it out. Everyone else prints out. Everyone else goes to Kinko's and like spends the $450 to do the, you know, to blow up their text messages. But she's like, okay, you know what I'm doing? I just put my phone in the box.
She is ridiculous. So Lars is like, yeah, she's a fan. Like, she's a fan of the Kardashians. She's a fan of Kanye. Like, she's my fan. Like.
Well, she's saying it like it's a bad thing, but yet you're making your money on OnlyFans. So don't disrespect your money there, girl. So, right. So then Nicole's like, well, you know, it's in front of a bathroom. It could have happened. It could have happened. I went to medical school. I know these things.
Mm. Well, the issue isn't that you didn't take a photo or go to the bathroom, okay? She just doesn't want you blowing up her friend or her friend's husband on television. Lars is like, yeah, like, if you don't want to talk about something, I don't talk about it. Like, I feel like you went off on me. Like, you, like, called me a bitch. Like I left her, like, crying. Who does that?
Larsa did not leave that bar crying, I guarantee. And Adriana goes, well, who calls me mental or bipolar? And Larsa goes, that was after I took your beating 3 times. And then Alexia has to make herself the victim in this whole situation. She's at my bachelorette. I mean, there you go again, talking about Kanye's penis again at my bachelorette, of all people. They're not at my bachelorette.
Oh, so Adriana yells back at Larsa that even Julia said she couldn't connect because you wouldn't give her the time of day because she only had 2,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah, and Larsa's like, I never like said that, like. But I meant sweetheart.
Oh, so condescending, calling me sweetheart.
And she goes, if you don't post, you're not social. It's like you have to keep up.
And Nicole goes, no, actually, like, you called my Aunt Julia's Instagram your toilet paper. And she goes, oh my God, like, when you were sick, I was like crying for you, okay, Julia? And she's like, no, was I not the one that was crying? And Alexia goes, we were all concerned. We were all very concerned about my wedding. Does everybody remember?
It was a very stressful morning because she was sick. And, you know, like, I have a wedding coming up. So we were all concerned about so many different things. And Lars was like, I was there. I was had your back. And I was taking care of you. And they're just, like, all talking over each other about what happened with Julia. And Andy just loses his mind. He's like, let her finish.
And Adriana's like, you were worried about your jewelry. That's what you were worried about. You did not cry for Julia. Come on. And Julia's like,
yes, you were like, oh my God, I can't believe this person is sick from completely not alcohol, by the way.
And so we see clips of that. And Lars is saying,
if I have to like cancel my event, like I'm going to lose a whole lot of money. Like,
yeah. And Lars says, well, you shouldn't have been so drunk that you almost fucked up my weekend. And Julia's like,
Lars, are you ashamed of yourself? You should be. You should be.
Oh, so silly. So she said, yeah, but remember that time you said, Larsa, I'm like so sorry. I'll talk to Adriana because like you were like so embarrassed about Adriana. And like I said, I've done nothing to this woman, but like ask for boundaries. You know, like I had anxiety seeing her. Like, I mean, a grown woman acts like that. Oh.
I can't believe a grown woman acts like that. I can't believe she would do that. I'm like, Larsa, you're the one doing baby voice right now. So yeah. Andy's like, well, we talked earlier that you had this close friendship with Kim Kardashian. Kim K, I guess I can only say. But went through a rough patch. Were you also thinking, hey, I'm on the show. This is being brought up. And this is not going to be good for me getting back to the E! Network. Because if it were me, I'd be like, oh, shit. Like, this is bad.
No, that's not like what it was like. And Nicole goes, yeah, well, it does seem like you don't talk about what happened with the Kardashians. Yeah, but like I talked about it 10 times. Like, do you want to talk about your ex-husband, the school teacher?
And Nicole's actually totally does not fall for the trap. She goes, well, was there an NDA? Oh, well, you I'll say it again. You want to talk about the ex-husband, the teacher? And Nicole's like, but was there an NDA? So Larsa totally fails to try to get Nicole mad.
Yeah, you suck. You're just trying to come after her for marrying a poor person. Okay.
Yeah.
You suck. She's the worst. That's why Adriana, like, I think Adriana was totally, completely wrong in every argument that she had with Larsen, pretty much. But she was also right. Like, she's a big fake phony. And look what she does every time she's confronted. She goes as low as possible. Like, oh,
she
really?
Really does.
You want to talk about being married to a poor person?
Yeah. I mean, this has been her pattern since season one, you know? So Andy says, well, the girls feel like you deflect the question a lot about the Kardashians. And so Larsa gives us this vague response of, people have bumps in the road, and we had a little, like, bump in the road. You know, and in relationships, you have to choose X, Y, or Z. Peace at home or my friends. It wasn't a whole catastrophe. So it's like, we're not really sure what she's really saying. She's just saying there was an incident and that she made some sort of virtuous choice in her life.
Yeah.
That's the implication.
Yeah, she cut you off, okay? She cut you off is what happened. So Andy's like, has she re-followed you? She's like, we're not really, like, there back yet, like. And he's like, well, but you are in touch with her. You are, and with him. Meaning, I think, Kanye. And she's like, he said, like, I don't even know who that, like, is like, so.
And by the way, the Kardashians keep some really debatable characters in their life and their circle. So if you've been expelled from that, if you've not met their standards, that's not good. So Andy is like, well, was at least Kanye happy that Adriana said he had a big dick? I mean, that's pretty cool, right? And Adriana's like, well, obviously there was no lie because I proved it with the picture. Look at the picture I proved it with. Lars is like, the picture proves nothing.
So then we get into, has Larsa treated Adriana less than over the years? And she's like, no, like, she's literally, like, been attacking Feel Me, like, since day, like, one Feel I Feel.
Are you hearing all the construction next door, by the way? Because they're banging like crazy all of a sudden. Okay, good. Sorry. If anyone hears it, I apologize. So then Adriana's like, oh, there's a new controversy that just comes up. Hey! Did Adriana borrow Larsa's opening credits dress for her photo shoot with her new car? It seems like Adriana wore the same dress, but Adriana, you claim you wore it first. Did Larsa steal the look?
And then we see Adriana posting on Instagram herself in this dress, you know, this opening flu dress or whatever.
Yeah.
And it says, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So Kanye's penis, it was big.
Well, I think I've proven my case. I'm wearing the same dress as Larsa, which proves that I've seen Kanye's dick. So Larsa
goes, there's like a poll online, okay? Like, you can look it up of who wore it best. Like, I took a photo, like.
I know, I love it. I want to see who put up this poll and which poll she's referring to. It's probably like a poll that she put up. So Adriana's like, well, it was a Joan Rivers bitch stole my look moment, but it's okay because she says I'm homeless and I dress horribly, you know? And Larsa's like, I feel sorry for you. And I feel sorry for you copying my look because you say I'm homeless and I have no money and you copy my homeless, no money look.
Yeah. And you know, because when she wore that dress, she looked like the Cookie Monster. So I will open my box again. Here's the cookie then. I was like, oh, come on. You're prop. Like, this is so desperate, even for you, resorting to the Marisol prop table.
I had $6 extra in prop budget, so I bought Tate's cookies, and I'm going to hand them out and make forced Cookie Monster joke out of it.
Well, I am the prop comedian of this season, so allow me to deep throat one of these cookies after saying something witty. Something witty.
See, Adriana messed up because she brought those were Tate's. Like, I feel about 99% sure that those were Tate's cookies. Those are too good cookies to have as your props because then everyone just wanted to eat them and she wasn't able to get her moment, right? And she should have brought like something sad, like Hydrox or like something from like school snack where there's like a chocolate chip cookie that only has one chocolate chip in it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Dollar store cookies.
I'm just giving her notes on her cookies right now because I'm just thinking about cookies.
Yeah. Well, luckily, it's over now. Okay, the cookies were the big finale. The Tate's cookies, like, no one can top that. So here we go. So, guys, what did this season teach you, give you? I really don't give a fuck, but I'm exhausted, so just speed through them. All right, Julia, go. Eggs and purse, we got it. She's like, it made me a better person.
I learned you can have both egg in pocket and pickle.
So then Lisa was like, well, it was very therapeutic, and I'm happy that Lenny saw it the way I was seeing things, and we had it in the right direction, and the show really helped. Hold on a second. I'm getting an email. Looks like we're filing for divorce. Okay, here we go.
Well, like, here's what I, like, am looking forward to. Making a lot of, like, money, like.
Great introspection, Larsa.
Yeah. Larsa, who's rich as hell, she says, because of her divorce. So then Adriana is very proud of Julia, and that was her high, and her lowest was, you know, it was my moment with Larsa, because I started with hopes, and I didn't want to antagonize you, Larsa. So again, I apologize. I like you, Larsa, you know, we were doing so well. If you don't want to talk about the Kardashians anymore, I won't. Come on, please forgive me if I hurt you. So Adriana, it's like, just rag on you, call you a thirsty. Like 5 seconds ago, you were handing her a cookie.
I know. And then Larsa goes, well, I forgive you for that, but I just feel like, and Adriana does not wait for your, the qualification or whatever. She just hears, I'll forgive you. And she just runs across the set and gives Larsa a hug. Like, oh, good. We solved now. Everything's good.
Yeah, but, like, you just, like, turn on people, and, like, I'm not like that. Like, you're just a wild card.
Yeah, because, like, if I like you, I'm ride or die with you. Just ask Scottie Pippen.
Mary Soul! And she's like, it's really great to keep my mom's legacy going. You channeled her! All right, yeah, I'm just like her. And Alexi's like, yes, you channeled her. She goes, oh, my God, thank you. You think so?
And Nicole goes, you know, I had growing pains. I mean, this was hard. This was harder than medical school, which I went to. And, like, it was a whole new world for me. I mean, like, the big thing that maybe is that you can't judge a raw turkey by its cover, you know? And that's what I really learned from this.
By the way, I think that you did amazing, Nicole. I mean, you've got some fight in you, girlfriend.
Where did that come from? I just love these pivots that they're just making at arbitrary moments.
Yeah, for no reason. Mary's all phony ass. So Gertie's like, I realize I'm a workaholic. Oh, wow, really? I think your first line was like, hi, I'm Gertie. I'm a workaholic.
I don't have a lot of friends, and they really opened up a whole new world to me. And, you know, like, I got to show the social Gertie, and I'm looking forward to the future and hang out with more of the girls where I could be 100% Gertie, and I can Gertify all of them, etc., etc., etc. Gertify!
And then Alexia is like, I'm fortunate enough to have these women going through such hard times. And though, well, you know, Peter, I would take advice from any one of them, especially a well-you-know. So I'm going to look forward to some peace and having some fun next season at my next wedding storyline.
Yeah. All right. Well, we thought there was no better lot of cocktails to choose from, or cockies to choose from, for their final toast. But we thought nothing could be more appropriate than toasting season 4 with vodka with a pickle chaser. So then they bring out these shots of vodka with the pickles, and Julia has to, like, explain it very carefully, because Andy cannot follow. He's like, okay, so you eat the pickle, you drink the vodka, right?
No. You pick a pickle. But you take shot, breathe in, breathe out, pickle time, breathe out again. He's like, wait a second. You pour vodka on the pickle and you throw the pickle at Larsa Pippen, right? No, that's not how it goes.
But before you breathe in, take pickle.
And that's the last line of Miami, which I loved. It's like, well, what a way to end it.
I know. And then Andy takes this tiny little pickle bite. I don't know if he knows. He's like, he clearly does not like pickles. He's like, boop. And actually, the very, very last thing, did you see the very, very last thing that they put up? This is almost like that hidden ending on a Marvel movie.
Did you see it? What was it?
On February 8th, 2022, the Miami-Dade Police Department dropped all charges against Alexia's son, Peter. Oh, well, you know, Peter exonerated. People's court.
Oh, God. That's crazy. Court. I didn't read that at the end, but I read it in real life because they couldn't find anyone to testify, which is...
You know,
sounds like a threat or a payoff to me. And I said, sounds like, not is, don't sue me. Oh, well, you know, Peter.
I can't wait for next season. And I hope everyone who didn't watch it watches it now, because it was so good.
Yeah, it was a fun one. Well, thanks everybody so much for being with us for this season. Another season put to bed. We're just knocking them down this week, Ben.
It's like we certainly are.
Salt Lake City and this. So everybody, thanks so much for being here. Go get tickets for our live shows over at watchwhatcrappens.com coming soon to you. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Oh, there is a little schedule announcement while we're here. This week's bonus will be Top Chef, and on the main feed will be Below Deck Sailing. So go get your bonus episodes at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also join Crappens on Demand over there, which is where you find our videos, guy.
All right, bye everyone. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shawdell. Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Less Namey.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just Saying, Okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's Always Supplying, It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's Give a Kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's Our Queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, You Can't Have a Burger Without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender. We Want to Hang with Liz Lang. The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. No One Makes Us Feel Well Like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's Cheese on a Bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give Him Hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.